Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
Fixing the hole in the state budget is a nearly $3 billion problem, but there are no $3 billion solutions, just countless program cuts and tax hikes, a couple million dollars here, a couple million dollars there. But each of those small solutions can have a big impact. We're going to spend a few minutes this morning delving into one of the myriad of measures Governor Patrick has proposed to close the budget gap. Here's a hint.
Romeo and Juliet, short Churchill.
For one thing, he's over here.
I'm a big Rocky Patel fan and the Don Pepin label, especially the blue label.
Did you guess? Cigars. Governor Patrick wants to raise the state excise tax on cigars from 30% to 110%. A similar increase would affect pipe tobacco. In a nutshell, the plan means tobacco retailers will be paying the state more in taxes on the product than they paid for the product itself. What's it mean for cigar and pipe lovers? According to retailers we spoke to, at least double the prices. Yetta Kaziu runs Cigar Masters, a cigar bar and lounge in the Back Bay.
By the time we have to add the markup, we'll feel like we're stealing from our customers because we are in between two states, New Hampshire, who doesn't have any tax, and then Rhode Island, who has just a 50 cents tax. So that means that all my customers, you know, they'll buy their regular cigars from the states next to us or probably go online and buy them. And as such, you know, we might even go out of business. And obviously the employees thrown out on the street in this economy, it's not such a viable thing to do.
As they enjoyed their stogies, we heard from Cigar Master's customers themselves.
If the excise passes, where I'm smoking maybe, say, $10, $12 cigars now, I might bump down to the lower grades. Or alternatively, I have aunts and uncles and friends that make frequent trips to New Hampshire. They make a day of it and stock up for the month.
Well, I'd say I'm here three or four times a week, and I'd smoke two to three cigars a time, and I'd probably spend, you know, a couple of $100 here a week. So there's no way that I'd be able to sustain that if that tax increase was to go into effect. It's not going to stop me from smoking cigars because I would just buy them elsewhere out of state and bring them back.
Yes, in case you're wondering, despite smoking bans, it is legal to light up in cigar bars. We also visited the oldest cigar store in town, L.J. Peretti's, a 140-year-old Boston institution located just off Boston Common. Peretti's specializes in premium cigars and hand-blended pipe tobacco. With its tobacco-stained tins and cases upon cases of cigars, selling in a range from a few bucks each to just over $40 apiece, this small space was infused with the aroma of pipes and cigars lighting up over the decades. Stephen Willett, the president of Peretti's, added to that aroma by packing, repacking, and taking repeated draws on the pipe clenched between his teeth as he gave us a tour.
This is the blending room where we're a little low right now, but we keep about 2 tons of tobacco. So we buy tobacco from Syria, from Virginia. We actually hand blend it, which is also a distinguishing feature. Our clientele is from all over the world. I mean, they call for pipe tobacco and cigars that they can't get anywhere else. From Ramsay MacDonald, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, to Mickey Rooney, Jack Lemmon and Walter Matthau used to come in here together. I mean, I can go on and on.
What's the tax hike that Governor Patrick proposes in his new state budget going to do to your business?
Would put us out of business. And I'm not being overly dramatic saying that because no one is going to pay that kind of tax. All they have to do is go on the internet across. They can already go to New Hampshire and get it for considerably less. You don't want to drive business out of the state, it seems to me. You want to make some revenue on the products that are in the state.
Is state government concerned about consumers taking their business elsewhere, New Hampshire, for example? Well, it seems that, in fact, officials are anticipating that's exactly what will happen. The State Department of Revenue told us it assumes consumers will spend less money in-state on cigars and pipe tobacco, estimating the nearly fourfold tax hike won't even double what the state collected on these tobacco products in 2009. We asked if the department also assumed that some businesses might have to close because customers take their business elsewhere. Officials declined to comment on that. How much money will all this maneuvering raise? $15 million, necessary, the Patrick administration says, to help fund the state health care system. Do you sometimes feel that when a proposal to increase taxes on smokers comes up, whether it's cigar smokers, pipe smokers, cigarette smokers, it's not solely designed to raise money, but it's also designed to put smokers out of business? Again, Stephen Willett of Paredes.
Oh, I'm sure in this state. I mean, this is the archetypal nanny state here. But the fact of the matter is, federally, tobacco is a legal product. So, like liquor or anything else, either make it illegal or get off our backs.
Do you get a lot of state lawmakers in here?
We get some. We used to get them all. I mean, Billy Bulger used to come here. Harrington used to come in here all the time. Ted Kennedy, up until the time, I can't say right till he died, was smoking the cigars that Jack got here. You know the story about that?
No.
Before Jack Kennedy put the embargo
on. So, Willett retells the 1962 story about how JFK had his press secretary, Pierre Salinger, round up Cuban cigars the day before Kennedy signed a U.S. embargo on Cuban imports. But here it is from the horse's mouth, Pierre Salinger himself, many years later.
The president smoked Cuban cigars. He smoked the Petit Upman, as I remember it. So I said, fine, how many do you need? He said, 1,000. Next morning, I got to the office at 8 o'clock, and the president was already ringing me from the Oval Office. Come right in, come right in. How'd you do? I said, I did very well, Mr. President. How many did you get? I got 1,200. Fantastic. He opens up his desk drawer, and he pulls out the decree banning all Cuban products from the United States and signs it.
Stephen Willett says store records show Salinger scoffed up 22 boxes of those Cuban cigars for President Kennedy from Paredes alone. In the end, it might be politics that saves the stores and the smokers from the quadrupling of the state excise tax on cigars and pipe tobacco. Massachusetts House Speaker Robert DeLeo is already on record as opposing any new taxes in next year's state budget, and his office confirmed for us that includes this tax on tobacco products. So smoke 'em if you got 'em. Go to our website, WBUR.org, to see photos from our story and learn more about the proposed tax. This story was produced by Karen Pellin.